Tim Gossage in the chair for Dwayne. And in a moment, we're going to speak to Gary Belcher, rugby league champion. I remember when I lived in Sydney in the 80s. I used to love Belcher when he was playing for Canberra. Langer is your mate. Of course, you'll stick by him. That's fair enough. However, anyone who thinks that Nathan Lyon's at the end of his career really shouldn't make any comments on cricket, as they clearly have no idea. I have a personal opinion on whether Nathan Lyon should be in the team. The reason why Nathan Lyon is in the team is because we don't have a decent spinner to take his spot. And Nathan is a very nice bowler. He bowls at one end and he's very economical. But I don't think he puts the fear of God into any opposition now like he used to. But we will remember him as a great off-spinner. Not taking that away from him. But if we had a decent spinner to replace Nathan Lyon, I believe that Nathan Lyon wouldn't be getting a game. That's my opinion, and we're all entitled to have one. The Australian Rugby League Commission has officially awarded the 17th NRL licence to the Redcliffe Dolphins Consortium, and they'll join the NRL in 2023. Gary Boucher is, of course, Rugby League champion and co-host of Sports Day Queensland and New South Wales. Well, Gary, let me tell you, this has been a long time coming, and officially the word is out.
Yeah, it's taken a while, Tim, and good afternoon, mate. It's taken a little while. It's been in the pipeline for a couple of years, and there's been my co-host, Scotty Sattler, has actually been involved with one of the consortia that missed out. There were three very strong bids, but the Redcliffe Dolphins financially the strongest, and I think that was the main reason that they got across the line. They'll still have a fair bit to offer, I imagine, to the game, but yeah, I think the NRL wanted to make sure, like any competition, that they weren't going to bring a side in that was going to struggle financially and maybe have to pull the plug on them in a few years' time.
No doubt. Gary Belcher is our guest here, of course, from Sports Day Queensland, New South Wales. Gary, I know where Redcliffe is because there's a trotting track there, but can you just let our listeners know where Redcliffe is in the scheme of Brisbane?
They're right out in the north side, basically the north and on the water on Moreton Bay. So, yeah, it's about as far north as you can go in Brisbane before you start to head up to the Sunshine Coast. So the Gold Coast, we've got a team down the Gold Coast, which is way down south towards the New South Wales border. There's the Broncos in the heart of Brisbane, and our Redcliffe are up the northern end of Brisbane. So territorially, I don't think they'll really get in the way of each other too much. The Broncos have, they spread themselves far and wide, but there's still, I think, plenty of room to grow the game, to expand, to grab new fans in those areas right over the north. So some will argue it's not the right decision because they could have gone out to the Western Corridor, which heads out to west to Ipswich and Toowoomba. That was one of the bid teams Scott Sattler was involved with. But no, Redcliffe must have made a very strong case.
When you talk about supporter base, and we know the Brisbane Broncos are enormous, Gary, do you think there will be a shift from some of those borderline Broncos fans who will jump on the Dolphins?
Yeah, I suspect there will be. I'm not a Broncos fan because I grew up, I played before they came into the comp, and there's a lot of people that are, a lot of Broncos fans, a hell of a lot in Brisbane. There's a lot that aren't. There's a lot of people that go for other clubs or don't like the Broncos just because, for whatever reason. And I think they're potentially, they can jump on board with the Dolphins. They're not going to call themselves Redcliffe Dolphins. It's a little bit polarising. I guess they've been in that competition for many, many years. And whilst they've got a lot of supporters, there's a lot of other clubs in that competition that have supporters as well. So I think they'd be, alienating themselves from those supporters straight away. So I'm pretty sure they'll be the Dolphins, but, South Queensland or Brisbane or whatever they're going to call themselves.
Okay. And what about players and coaches? Everyone wants to. And colours. I mean, all the simple things in life.
They're great questions. It's about 2 hours since they've been announced, so we know none of that yet. So, but yeah. Look, the most likely thing I could tell you is that Wayne Bennett will be the coach. He helped set up the Broncos. He was there right from the start. He was for 20-something years, and he's been a few other clubs since. The South Sydney Rabbitohs, he took them to the grand final this year and announced that he was heading back to Brisbane at the end of the year. And it's all kind of fallen into place. I think there'll be no other good option apart from Wayne Bennett in so many ways that he'll attract sponsors and players and fans immediately to the club.
And what about for our Melbourne Storm listeners who are attached to the team? Players like Cam Munster and Brandon Smith being targeted, obviously, with whatever their contract status is right now. Are we going to see, do they need some bona fide star players to kick off the franchise when they get going in 2023?
Yeah, I reckon they need one and probably need to announce one in the coming months. So clubs like Melbourne Storm, in fact, all clubs will be trying to shore up their star players. But any player that's off contract at the end of 2022 is allowed to start negotiating a year early, which is a bit of a weird one, but that's just how the NRL operates. So players that are might still have a year to go in their contract could effectively sign for this new team as of 2023 when they come in. So it's a little bit of a strange one, and yeah, they'll be out heavy in the marketplace trying to get some star players. They can't buy all the big money players because they'll pretty soon run out of money as far as the salary cap is concerned. But they'll need to get a number of them, and with the pulling power of the coach, I think they will. So yeah, the likes of Munster and Brendan Smith. The other issue for the Melbourne Storm is that they've invested heavily in the Sunshine Coast. Now Redcliffe, as I said before, is the north of Brisbane, and they probably see that as part of their territory up in the sunny coast too. So there could be a little bit of a battle there for the star players that are coming through.
Appreciate your time, Gary. And the only other thing is, a West Australian, I'd like to see a WA team eventually in it, and that would level the system up again, because we're now going to go into a bye week with an uneven amount of teams. So a team in WA would be next, Gary. We would like that. Thank you.
Keep waving the flag, Tim. Keep waving the flag.
We'll do our best, brother. We'll do our best, Belcher. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Good on you.
Good on you, Gary Belcher, Rugby League champion and co-host of Sports Day Queensland and New South Wales. So the Dolphins are in.